Hello, I'm Scott Cullen, and welcome to the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. Rock Auto has amazing selection for just about any kind of vehicle at reliably low prices. They have all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Today's episode, we're going to look at the top 25 fantasy players in the past month, dig deep on the waiver wire, injury updates, and some big ones there, as well as matchups, DFS value plays for Thursday. But first, look at Wednesday's games. We start with afternoon action. Arizona losing 5-2 at Minnesota. The Wild get a goal and two assists from Nick Bonino. Hasn't been a lot of that from him this year. Matt Zuccarello scored a couple of goals for Minnesota. He's been in a bit of a slump, so that's nice to get him out. Minnesota left winger Zach Parise, goal and assist. He's not playing a lot, but he does have 4 points in the past four games. Marcus Johansson had two assists. He now has 5 points in the past five games. Winnipeg went into Ottawa, won 3-2. For Ottawa, defenseman Thomas Chabot assisted on both their goals. He has 7 assists in the past 7 games. No big offensive performances for the Jets. So goaltender Laurent Brossoit stopped 27 of 29 shots. He has a .916 save percentage in 10 games. He doesn't get to play a lot behind Connor Hellebuyck, but take a .916 save percentage out of your backup every day of the week. Calgary wins 4-1 at Montreal. Mark Giordano, the captain, with a goal and assist. He's got 6 points in his past 5 games. Also, Chris Tanev chipped in a couple of assists for the Flames. And goaltender Jacob Markstrom stopped 26 of 27 shots. He stopped 67 of 70 shots in his past 3 starts, maybe starting to come out of that slump that he had been in. Colorado wins 4-3 at St. Louis. For the Blues, left winger Mike Hoffman, 2 goals and an assist. He's got that followed up a 2-goal game, so he's got 5 points in his past 2 games. For Colorado, left winger JT Compher had a goal and assist. Right winger Liam O'Brien had a couple of assists, and right winger Mikko Rantanen a goal and assist. Rantanen has 9 points during a 6-game point streak. Vegas went into Los Angeles and buried the Kings 6-2. Trevor Moore scored both the Kings' goals. He has 5 points in the past 7 games, not bad. Adrian Kempe added a couple of assists for Los Angeles. For Vegas, Max Pacioretty, goal and 2 assists. He's got 6 points in the past 4 games. Center Thomas Noshek, a goal and 2 assists. He has 16 points in his past 19 games. This is not a little spurt of point production for Thomas Noshek. He's that's going on for more than a month that he's been a solid offensive contributor for them. Alex Tuch had a goal and assist for Vegas, as did Mark Stone. Stone has 5 points in the past 4 games. For the Kings, defenseman Cale Clegg was on the ice for 3 goals against during 5-on-5 play. For Vegas, Alec Martinez on the ice for 4 goals for and none against. And then a whole list of guys who were on for 3 goals for and none against. Mark Stone, Max Pacioretty, Tomas Noshek, Chandler Stephenson, Shea Theodore, all on the ice for 3 goals for and none against during 5-on-5 play. And the final game of the night, Anaheim goes in and beats San Jose 4-1. The Ducks, left winger Alexander Volkov had a goal and assist. His second straight multi-point game. He's got 3 goals and assist in the past 2. And Anaheim center Derek Grant had a goal and assist. He's got 6 points in the past 6 games. You know, Grant's an interesting forward. He's generally a fourth line center, but he can contribute a little offensively. He gets caved in shot metrics. Like his Corsi, I think, is around 39 or 40%. But every once in a while, he contributes a little bit there on offense. And so 6 points in the past 6 games is not bad at all. Ducks goaltender Anthony Stolarz stopped 27 of 28 shots. As I was saying last week, that there could be an opportunity here for the Ducks to give Stolarz some starts down the stretch and see whether or not he's the legit NHL goaltender. And so far in 5 games this season, he has a .943 save percentage. That's not obviously his real level, but maybe Stolarz is good enough to get himself in position to be a backup goaltender in this league. 10-10 is an exclusive collection of 10 creative styles of diamond rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today, rings that are sure to bring joy into her life. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 female design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful ring, ideal for engagement, Mother's Day, or simply a beautiful conversation piece. They're the perfect way to bring light into her life. They're available now through Mother's Day only on BlueNile.com. Just search the words 10 by 10. This collection features high-quality, fine jewelry that will surprise and delight, and they're fairly priced, so you can give her something special and truly meaningful. I check these out. I'm blown away by the beautiful and simple rings. If you're on the hunt for the perfect, unique ring that she'll treasure forever, you're definitely going to want to check this out. They won't be around for long, so find them now by searching the words 10 by 10, T-E-N-B-Y-T-E-N, only at BlueNile.com. Get all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes with the Locked On Today podcast. Host Peter Bukowski updates you on the latest news in every major sport with the help of our local experts. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. All right, it's time to take a look at the top 25 fantasy performers in the past month. And there's kind of a joke up here at the top. The top three, all from the Colorado Avalanche. Number one, Nathan MacKinnon. Has 10 goals, 19 assists, 70 shots on goal, 13 power play points in 17 games. MacKinnon got off to, I guess you would say, it was a good start this season. It was fine. Missed a little time with injuries, came back, and now is just terrorizing the league. Number two is line mate Mikko Rantanen. Rantanen has 13 goals, 11 assists, 60 shots on goal in 17 games over the past month. What is there to say? He's become a and he continued to produce when MacKinnon was injured. So you can't just kind of accuse Rantanen of riding on the coattails, because he's basically shown that he can score no matter what. And then third member of that top line, Gabriel Landeskog. 9 goals, 15 assists, 27 hits in 17 games over the past month. There you go. The top three fantasy players over the past month, all on the Colorado Avalanche. Incredible. At number four, we get Rangers defenseman Adam Fox. In the past 15 games, he has 3 goals, 21 assists, 11 points on the power play. He's sort of inserting himself into the Norris Trophy conversation, and, you know, rightly or wrongly, that has to do with point production. If defensemen are contributing offensively, that tends to get them noticed and get them into that conversation. And Fox, you know, may have deserved to be in the conversation before, but once you start producing those points, you can kind of keep your seat at the table. At number five, we got Sidney Crosby coming on strong. He's got 5 goals, 14 assists, and 50 shots on goal in 14 games over the past month. Crosby didn't get off to the great start at the beginning of this season, but he's kind of picked it back up. He's you know, maybe he's not the top player in the league the way he was for, you know, the past decade or more, but he's certainly in the neighborhood. Number six, Vincent Trocheck for Carolina. Now, he missed some time with injury, but in 8 games since he returned, 3 goals, 7 assists, 24 shots on goal, 32 hits as a center, getting 4 hits a game. Incredible. I touted Vincent Trocheck quite a bit in the offseason, even I would not have predicted as productive a season as he's had for the Hurricanes. Number seven, Rupe Hintz, the Dallas Stars. Now, he tends to miss some games too. And if you listen to reports out of Dallas, I think we probably have some fair reasoning here, is that Hintz is, you know, battling a long-term lower body injury. And so he ends up missing practices, has to sit out games from time to time. But in 12 games over the past month, 6 goals, 11 assists, 8 power play points. You know, guy's playing like a legit number one center. Number eight, we've got Alex Ovechkin. How appropriate. In 15 games over the past month, Ovi, 11 goals, 7 assists, 58 shots on goal. Now, the funny thing is, 58 shots on goal in 15 games is actually, you know, that's not anything special for Ovechkin. Everyone else, practically, that would be noteworthy. But in Ovechkin's case, that's kind of, well, he's not putting 4 or 5 per game on net there. At number nine, we got Mika Zibanejad of the Rangers. In 15 games, he has 12 goals, 10 assists, 44 shots on goal. He also blocked 14 shots. And so, you know, big credit to Zibanejad, who obviously turned his season around with a few games against the Philadelphia Flyers, but he has continued to produce otherwise as well. For Toronto, Austin Matthews is at number 10. And 13 games over the past month, 11 goals, 6 assists, 50 shots on goal, 15 hits, 12 block shots. Well-rounded performance from the league's leading goal scorer. At number 11, another Colorado Avalanche, Cale Makar, defenseman. In 16 games over the past month, he has 3 goals, 14 assists, so that's 17 points, 8 power play points, a star in the making. At number 12, another New York Ranger, Artemi Panarin. He has 7 goals, 14 assists in 15 games over the past month, sort of what you would expect from Artemi Panarin. I think the fact that there are 2 Rangers ahead of him is more noteworthy. Number 13, Brad Marchand of the Boston Bruins. 7 goals, 9 assists in 12 games over the past month. That's, one, the Bruins missed a little time, had their own version of a COVID hiatus, but Marchand has continued to produce. Number 14, Alexander Barkov, the Florida Panthers. Now, he missed some time, but he's in 9 games over the past month, 6 goals, 4 assists, 33 shots on goal. And Barkov does it kind of no matter who they put on his wing. And, you know, that's sort of been his calling card this year, is that anybody who comes up and plays with them, they just continue to produce. At number 15, Connor McDavid. You know, what's wrong with Connor McDavid down here at 15? He has 6 goals and 10 assists in 12 games over the past month. Still pretty good. It's just not as incredible off the charts as he was earlier in the season. At number 16, our one goalie in the top 25 is UC Saros from Nashville. 12 games over the past month, he's 10-2, has a .958 save percentage. Turns the Predators' season completely around by giving him this kind of goaltending. You know, a month or 6 weeks ago, it was automatic that Nashville was going to be dealing a bunch of players and they would be kind of the kingmakers of the NHL trade deadline. And then they go on this run with Saros playing incredible and they're back into a playoff spot. And so it makes a big difference when your goalie starts a stretch where he stops 96% of the shots. Number 17, Leon Draisaitl of the Oilers. Same comments as McDavid. What's wrong with Leon Draisaitl? Not a lot. He's got 5 goals, 10 assists in 12 games over the past month. It's just not as incredible as it was early in the season. Number 18 is Chris Letang, the Penguins defenseman. In 14 games over the past month, he has 2 goals and 12 assists, 14 points, also has 26 hits. Number 19, Dougie Hamilton of Carolina. He has 3 goals and 9 assists in 14 games over the past month, also has 58 shots on goal. It's at the start of this year, Hamilton was not generating shots at an elite level. Now, over the past month, with more than 4 per game, yeah, that's back to an elite level. Number 20, Shea Theodore, the Vegas defenseman. In 16 games over the past month, 2 goals, 12 assists. He also has 56 shots on goal. So he's not quite in Dougie Hamilton territory, but not too far off either. At number 21, we got Jake Guentzel. Now for Pittsburgh, 9 goals and 10 assists in 14 games. If Crosby's going, you can probably assume that Guentzel will be putting up numbers too. Now, number 22 is Jared McCann of Pittsburgh. In 12 games over the past month, he has 6 goals, 5 assists, 35 shots on goal, and 8 power play points. He has filled in quite nicely for Evgeny Malkin in all aspects. Number 23, Roman Josi of Nashville. In 12 games over the past month, 3 goals, 8 assists, 30 shots on goal. And earlier in the season, Josi was generating a bunch of shots, but his point production was down quite a bit from last season. It does seem that he's turning the corner there, producing close to a point a game in the past month. Number 24, another New York Ranger, Ryan Strome. 15 games over the past month, he has 2 goals, 15 assists, and 9 power play points. And number 25 is Michael Bunting, the Arizona Coyotes. What? Called up from the American Hockey League, Bunting has played 9 games. He has 6 goals, 1 assist, and 16 hits. And so, you know, you prorate those over an 82-game season. You're looking at, 55 goals and 9 assists and about 145 or 150 hits. It's obviously a very small sample here, but Michael Bunting has kind of stepped right into that Coyotes lineup and given them a boost. Now, players who kind of just missed the top 25 over the past month, Dallas Stars rookie Jason Robertson, Toronto Maple Leafs winger Zach Hyman, Florida Panthers goaltender Chris Driedger, Edmonton Oilers defenseman Darnell Nurse, and Washington Capitals winger TJ Oshie. Rock Auto is an online parts source where you can get just about anything for any kind of vehicle. And rockauto.com is a family business, serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com, shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or your daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks, delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle, choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, the prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How'd You Hear About Us" box so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football and college basketball are over, but the NBA and NHL are in full swing, and Major League Baseball is here. BetOnline even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device. Sign up today and receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Use promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Be a waiver wire winner with daily fantasy hockey advice from Locked On Fantasy Hockey. I'm going to give you tips, insights, and analysis for season-long in Dynasty Leagues and DFS. Follow the Locked On Fantasy Hockey podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get podcasts. Send me your questions. I'm at @ByScottCullen on Twitter. Show is at @LO_FantasyNHL on Twitter. If you want to fire off an email, send it to LockedOnFantasyHockey@gmail.com. Now, every episode, I recommend one player rostered in 5% or fewer of Yahoo leagues. Maybe it's a player to put on your radar for the future, or maybe you need to rush to the waiver wire, but they will likely be available. Today, we're going with Detroit right winger Adam Ernie. He's been a hard-hitting checking winger for most of his career, first with Tampa Bay, now with the Red Wings. But on a team that is going nowhere, sometimes an opportunity will pop up, and Ernie's making the most of his. He has 7 points, 5 goals, and 2 assists during a 7-game point streak. And when you couple that with his penchant for hitting, he has 67 hits in 36 games this season, there's legit fantasy value in what Adam Ernie is providing these days. He's rostered just 3% of Yahoo leagues. Now to the injuries, and we've got some big ones. And we'll start with Toronto center Austin Matthews. He's day-to-day with an undisclosed injury. From the sounds of it, something to do maybe similar to the wrist injury he had earlier in the season, but they're being awfully vague about it. In any case, that looks like the Maple Leafs are going to move John Tavares up to fill in on the top line in Matthews' absence. Maybe that's a chance to spark Tavares a little bit, playing with Mitch Marner. Colorado goaltender Philip Grubauer, out likely for weeks due to COVID-19, and that's a big deal. Now, the Avalanche are good enough that they should be able to get by with backup goaltenders, but Devan Dubnyk, who they just acquired at the trade deadline, will be really important for them. And Jonas Johansson is probably going to get more action in Grubauer's absence. So this is a significant injury, particularly if you were, for fantasy purposes, if you've invested in Grubauer as your number one goalie and he's probably carried you a long way this season, this is an untimely absence from the lineup. Now, for Florida, left winger Carter Verhaeghe, week to week with an upper body injury, and that stinks because Verhaeghe's been one of the great stories of this season, going from fourth liner in Tampa Bay to first liner in Florida and producing virtually all season here for the Panthers. And so now the Panthers look like they're going to be running newly acquired Nikita Gusev up on their top line with Mason Marchment and Alexander Barkov. Now Buffalo, some good news out of Buffalo. Not really. They announced that Jack Eichel will be out for the rest of the season with a neck injury. Not a real surprise. Really, why would you rush him back under these circumstances this year? But not only do the Sabres have to hope that they can get Eichel healthy and ready to play next year, you have to hope that Eichel is going to be on board with whatever kind of rebuilding plan they have, because they're facing some challenges in Buffalo. I'm not sure you're aware. Sabres goaltender Linus Ullmark also out with a lower body injury. And this is, just make things from bad to worse, because Ullmark is one of the few bright spots on the Sabres this year. He's played pretty well when he's been healthy. And with him out and Carter Hutton out, Dustin Tokarski is, the de facto starter. I think the Sabres have had to dip in and get an emergency goaltender too, just to fill their lineup. And so this is, from bad to worse in Buffalo. Now, for Washington, goaltender Ilya Samsonov out with an upper body injury. For the Devils, winger Jesper Bratt and center Pavel Zacha are both day-to-day with undisclosed injuries. Bratt has been terrific for New Jersey, and I've kind of been touting him in various articles at The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey for weeks. And so hopefully this isn't a serious thing, but Bratt has been really good for New Jersey. Colorado right winger Jonas Donskoy out with an illness. That's not as big a concern. The Avalanche have the depth to withstand Donskoy's absence. Chicago defenseman Adam Boqvist is out with a concussion. Not ideal. He's one of the better puck movers on that Blackhawks blue line. Boston defenseman Kevin Miller out with an undisclosed injury. With it being undisclosed, we don't know if it's from his fight with Tage Thompson the other night. Did he break his knuckle on Tage Thompson's face? Possibly. Buffalo center Riley Sheahan out with an undisclosed injury. And Ottawa Senators defenseman Nikita Zaitsev is day-to-day with a lower body injury. Given that the Sens already traded two veteran defensemen, we're going to get to see some young blood on the Ottawa blue line late this season. So now let's move over to betonline.ag and take a look at the games for Thursday. We start with Winnipeg. It's +131 at Toronto. Now, the Jets are playing the second game of a back-to-back. They played in Ottawa last night, so it's not ideal. But they do have Connor Hellebuyck playing tonight, and Toronto's without Austin Matthews. So maybe Winnipeg is a lively dog in those circumstances. Nashville, +162 at Carolina. Now, yes, Carolina is a terrific team, and they should be favored. But maybe UC Saros steals one. And at that price, it's worth a look. Tampa Bay, -161 against Florida. You know, Florida is going with Chris Driedger. Probably gives him a better chance to win. I'm not sure I want to pay that premium on Tampa Bay. It might be a game I just avoid. Pittsburgh is -160 against Philadelphia. I think Carter Hart's going to be going for Philadelphia, so go get your Penguins. At least until we see that Carter Hart is kind of back on track to, you know, being a great young goaltender that he was thought to be until a month or two ago. New York Rangers, -208 against New Jersey. I mean, the Devils traded some players away before the deadline. Now they've got a couple of key players injured. This is kind of a shell lineup. It's Jack Hughes and a bunch of other rookies and young players trying to make their way. And against a Rangers team that has been one of the highest scoring teams in the league over the past month, that doesn't look very good for New Jersey. Now, speaking of lopsided games, we've got Washington massively favored against Buffalo. Might be inclined to take Washington -1.5, -130 in this one, just because, you know, Buffalo is in really rough shape. And, you know, if you, no matter what you think of, you know, the likes of Taylor Hall and Eric Staal and Brandon Montour, they're still better than what's going to be replacing them in the Sabres lineup. So that coupled with, you know, Dustin Tokarski, their number three in net against Washington, this could be a lopsided affair. Boston, -118 against the Islanders. I kind of like the looks of the Bruins with Taylor Hall, David Krejci, Craig Smith on that second line. That might be the boost they need to get their offense going. Chicago, -158 at Detroit. Detroit's, you know, they're not a good team. Let's not head down that road. But they're at least competitive. They've been, I would say, a lively underdog. I'm not sure I would take them in this case, but it also would probably be enough to keep me off Chicago. And then finally, we've got Columbus, +160 at Dallas. You know, Dallas, they, you know, having played fewer games, they still sort of have a chance to get into the playoffs, but they don't tend to be gaining any ground to make it seem realistic. And they've announced that Alexander Radulov's shut down for the season. They already, Ben Bishop hadn't played at all this season, and he's going to be shut down as well. So not a great time in Dallas. And, you know, maybe Elvis Merzlikens gives Columbus a chance at +160. It's probably worth a look. So thanks to betonline.ag for those odds. Before we go, let's grab a few value plays for DFS on Thursday. Skaters under $5,000 on DraftKings. We'll start with Chicago center Kirby Doc. It's $3,800 at Detroit. Has points in three of the past four games. He's starting to kind of get into the groove now. Got a late start to the season, but he should be a big part of what Chicago is doing. Boston right winger Craig Smith, as I said, he's in a nice spot there with David Krejci and Taylor Hall on the second line, and Smith has 13 points in his past nine games. He's $4,100 against the Islanders on DraftKings. Detroit winger Adam Ernie. If I'm going to send you to the waiver wire for him, maybe grab him as a value play on DFS as well. He's $3,000 against Chicago. And Toronto, winger Alex Galchenyuk is $3,600 against Winnipeg. He has 6 points in 13 games for Toronto, which is nothing special, but he is getting a chance to play on the top line. Even if it's the top line without Matthews, you know, playing on a line with Tavares and Marner, still not bad. Nashville, defenseman Ryan Ellis is $4,000 at Carolina. Suggested that, you know, Nashville, they've been playing really well, and maybe they can steal one at Carolina. Ellis, back from injury, you know, could contribute along that way. A Buffalo defenseman, Rasmus Dahlin, $3,600 at Washington. And yes, I don't have any real expectations for Buffalo, but Dahlin does have 6 points in his past six games. And, you know, I think if you're the Sabres, the one thing you should be doing with Rasmus Dahlin for the rest of this season is turning him loose. And you live with whatever defensive mistakes you get, but you need to get him back to being the player he was when you drafted him, a guy who could, you know, create offense and move the puck up and down the ice. And so I think, you know, you could do worse than Rasmus Dahlin at 3,600. And then in goal, let's try Nashville's UC Saros. He's $7,400 at Carolina. A reasonable price because they're playing against a really good team. But also Saros has been, you know, the best goalie in hockey over the past month. So if you can get him as an underdog at a reasonable price, that's not too bad. That'll do it for today. Enjoy the games. You can check out my work on The Athletic and at McKean's Hockey, as well as scottcullenhockey.substack.com. Also, check out Locked On Fantasy Baseball, where we have games and lots to analyze. I just went through the top 20 hitters and top 10 pitchers early in the season. A few surprises in there. So find these podcasts, subscribe, maybe drop in a 5-star rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Stay locked in with Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily source for fantasy news and analysis.